The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
Can I tell you that looking at that whiteboard right now, I'm so jacked right now. That makes me so excited.
Fuck yeah.
Do you know what makes me more excited? Because Doug,
you're talking about Doug's drawing of the naked lady on the corner.
It's a big cock and balls.
So you know,
really excited.
You know, no. This
Justin,
is,
we're 12.
This is why I'm so. This is why I'm so excited because I feel
that.
I feel like and not only am I excited about this and finally getting to this piece of business, but I still think that.
I was like, what?
I just mush it all together sometimes.
subtitles of this?
Is that? Doug's only Doug has only got to see Sal really work, dude. Which is now.
What do you mean Sal really work?
Well, he's been a client of yours. You guys have been business partners.
Oh, yeah.
So he's, which is what I mean. It's like Justin and I have that relationship already with him. So I'm very excited to impress Doug.
To impress Doug?
Yeah, yeah. Because I get why he cuts your steak up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I get why he does those things for you. Because he's only seen
that's
you.
That's tough, bro.
He's only seen
that's
you.
That's a tough path to follow, bro.
He hasn't seen. I know. That's why it's going to be fun. Because right now, that's probably why he cuts the steak up is because he's like, I've just never seen something this special before out of a human being. And little does he know that there's two other motherfuckers in this room that are about to get cut loose too, and it's going to be
special.
It's going to be really, really neat. It's going to be fun. So I'm excited. This is what that's what I love to do. Right there. Right there, you know?
This is
like more
for the listeners. It's not naked pictures and stuff. What we did, we just did some brainstorming and we're writing up some plans and some ideas that we're moving forward with. And it just gets exciting when you have a room full of crazy outside the box thinkers.
Yes,
because I'll tell you
lightning
what,
bolts.
Yes, my entire life I was the guy in the room. I was the only one in the room like that. Everybody else really wasn't like that. They could add on to the ideas, but they weren't, you know, coming up with crazy ideas himself that meshed with mine. Mm-hmm. And now I'm in the room with three other guys and it's a shitstorm of ideas.
It's crazy. It reminds me of when we met at Pete's, Adam, when we were first like, cause I had been trying to recruit Adam for a long time to get out of the 24-hour mode. And then he told me what he was doing, you know, in addition to that, like, and I'm like, okay, that's awesome. But, you know, I was still trying to like, I was like, dude, you know, no, come back to fitness, man. Come work, you know, work out stuff with me. And we just had a conversation that just went on and on and on forever because I kind of told him what I was thinking and was up to. And then he sort of told me how he saw things. And it was just like, whoa,
you know,
somebody else that thinks like way beyond the, you know, what's in front of you. And it was refreshing. So it's the same. It's that same synergy that's in this room.
It's exactly what that is. That couldn't be a better analogy. I don't know if we ever told Sal and Doug that, but when, you know, we both had this vision for an app, you know, and we were both in different process of it, and they were, it was different. But then when we started talking to each other, it's like, oh my God, this will just, it'll make that app better. We'll just merge that whole concept together and build that. Like,
yeah.
I mean, it's the same thing when we all sit around room in here and we talk about each of our individual visions that we have for Mind Pump and what we want to be able to do. It gets the juices flowing. So
it's Voltron. You know what
it is, man.
You know what I love? This is what I love. I love that the shit that we've been talking about now for the past year on the podcast and before that, before the podcast ever aired. Now people are starting to see it start to happen in the market, and I love it because it confirms kind of where we thought the direction things were going to be going.
Right.
But it also makes us feel, it makes me feel a little bit like we're prophesizing.
Yeah.
You know what's going on. In reality, we're not guessing. We're looking at the signs and the signals, and we're kind of, you know, we're predicting what's going to happen. But I'll give you an example. What fitness what fitness icons, forget icons because we're not icons, but
yeah, let's go
fitness,
down the list.
Let's talk about fitness people, people who are into performance, not hippie health people, but fitness people who've actually got muscles, who work out hard, who want to look and perform a certain way. How many of those people have been talking about fasting?
Yeah.
Zero.
Yeah.
Nobody. As a matter of fact, when you bring it up, they'd make fun of you, right?
Right.
Now, what are you starting to see a little bit now?
It's popping up all over
the place. It's starting to pop up. And not only is it popping up in fitness professionals now starting to talk about it and starting to question the whole multi-meal, you know, eating several times, you know, every 2 hours fallacy. But you're also starting to see science coming out.
Yes.
One of our forum members just posted, or maybe it was me, someone posted an article that researchers have just applied for FDA approval to use intermittent fasting to treat cancer.
So powerful.
Right.
Such an awesome, you know, thing to see.
This is like a whole nother fucking level. This is not like, oh, study shows intermittent fasting is healthy for, because these studies have been coming out for a little while now. This is, they're actually looking for approval to be able to have doctors prescribe this as part of a protocol to treat cancer in conjunction with chemotherapy, because they're finding now that people will need to take less chemo
now,
and have twice as effective.
Now, mind you, it's still in the approval process, but still just a simple fact that they would go after that, knowing that there's science to support it.
They're grabbing onto that concept because it's been studied and it has like legitimate properties to it that have, you know, lots of promise.
Bro, 2 years
ago. We see that.
That's right.
We see that with fitness.
2 years ago, we would have been laughed at. There were people, I will be fair, there were people out there that were talking about it.
Oh, I'll tell you right now. I'll tell you where it got big. Right now, where it got it, in the muscle fitness world was the Hodge twins. The Hodge twins were the first like muscle guys to start talking about it, and they're a couple idiots.
Mm.
No, I shouldn't say idiots because they're very intelligent businessmen, very intelligent businessmen. Now, are they in really, really smart fitness guys? No, but that wasn't what they sold themselves on. They sold themselves on their average Joe guys, just like everybody else. Right. You know what I'm saying? They're not, they don't claim to be a bunch of scientists.
What was brilliant about them is they were open-minded to talk about it.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't something you talked about. Even us, when we brought up that
and
subject.
And they're funny.
Right. When we brought that subject up, we did get a lot of heat. We got heat from, and then, you know, bodybuilders and people who, you know, physique competitors and strength athletes will say things like, well, that might work for the average person, but it's not going to work if you want to build maximum muscle, or it's not going to work if you want to, you know, be a maximum performance. And we were arguing and saying, no, it actually works for all of it.
Well, I told you, I was the first, and I don't even know if there's anybody that's duplicated or does it now, but I tell you right now, at least in my circle of IFBB pros and stuff like that, to bring fasting into, you know, his coaching
prep.
For his prep for clients. And I used to love to do it just to do it, because it's not like it was necessary, but it was like, you know what, I just want to show that you can do this while you're doing that.
Well, as a mental component, you want to break free of that. But how about this? We've been talking about the melding of wellness and fitness performance, because they've been so separate for so long. Ladies and gentlemen, mark my fucking words, you're going to see major supplement companies start to go in this direction, because this is the direction of the market and people are starting to get wise to it, that in order to perform on a maximum level, you also need to have longevity and health as priorities. Mm-hmm. It's not separate anymore.
Yeah.
And you're going to see major supplement companies do that. We're already seeing big retailers like Chipotle move in that direction with organic, non-GMO and all that stuff. You're going to start to see big supplement companies do that, to where you're going to buy your pre-workout, and the pre-workout you have is going to be no artificial sweeteners or organic.
Or sweetened by stevia or whatever,
right? Mark my words, that's the direction it's all going.
Oh, yeah.
And I love it, because we were talking about a lot of this stuff, and you know, we kind of had the balls to do it, and we knew we'd get made fun of, you know, in a lot of cases.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, some of these, the other part I want to talk about too, some of these, the backlash that some of these, I don't want to pick on them all the time, but, well, you know, there's certain organizations that we right off the bat came out and said, no, this is kind of crap. And now you're seeing it's starting to come out a little
bit. There's some fallout.
There's a little bit of fallout because, I don't know, sometimes I think there needs to be one voice that's courageous for other people to step out and say,
that's it.
You're right.
Well, it's because, I mean, information is there. It's not like the information isn't there. It's just that people don't really get connected to right information. And so once they actually sit through it and listen to this information, it's like, okay, now the thought process is there. Like, it's been made. Now I'm going to think my way through. Wait a minute. Something is off with this. You know, the realization kind of sets in. And I think that it really does. It takes a while to saturate. And once people have the access to the information, it just sort of spreads from there. So I'm excited as to see what these bigger organizations that are promoting garbage, like what happens here real shortly.
Oh, there's gonna be fallout. A lot of them are gonna disappear.
Well, the ones that don't
flashbang.
Oh, the ones that do not figure it out and move in that direction are gonna get gobbled up.
Well, here's the problem.
Gobbled up.
Here's the problem. When you go so hard in one direction, when you become big, and you go so hard in one direction that that becomes your identity, you can't steer the ship anymore.
Oh, fuck that. You have to steer it. Fucking yank the wheel, dude. You got to go the other way.
If you're like a company, let's say you're a company like Shreds, we'll just use them as an example. It's going to be very hard for them now to switch and change directions and say, hey, you know what? We're all about natural and health, and we're not about.
If I was the marketing director, we would find a way because we would have to.
You'd have to change the name. You'd have to change the name. Whatever.
You know? We would figure something out because that you're. I'll tell you right now, it'll get some. I think. I mean, and being in the whole, competing world and seeing all these athletes that coming up. I mean, like, most all of them aspire to be this, you know, win on stage, become a professional, and then in their head they think all of a sudden this money comes, which is completely false. It does not work that way whatsoever. And when they get to that point, then they go like, oh shit, I can only make maybe a few grand a month at best doing all
and
these.
And that's if you're big time.
Yeah, exactly. With these sponsors and things like that. And like,
yeah, because if you win your local show, you ain't getting shit.
Oh, and even
then you're compromising your voice. You're the longevity of you're promoting. Like people will attach you with that information.
And this is where
recognize that.
This is where I'm getting with that is that they're getting into that because that's the only thing they know they can do to make money. And it's part of the hustle, right? So they do that. And then just like Justin said, they attach themselves to that. And then, oh my God, oh, you're fucked when we start moving away from that. But a lot of the people, I think it's...
You're typecast. Well, become typecast.
Not only that, but they a lot of them just don't have the awareness, which is why it's so neat to watch Mind Pump spread through the league right now and see slowly but surely athletes getting on. Because I think they go at it with the right intentions. It's not like when the first time a person's ever hired me that wants to compete goes, you know, hey, Adam, I don't want to be a healthy, fit person. They normally say, I want to be the healthiest, fittest person I've ever been in my life. But with the way they go about it is completely unhealthy because of all the fucking propaganda that they've been fed in the industry for so long.
I'll say this.
That shit's going to change.
I'll say this. If you're an athlete right now, if you're up and coming and you want success in this industry, even if you're a trainer and you want success in this industry,
you want to impact
on a big scale, here's what you do. If you go with a big company, make sure they have a vision. They're predicting the future. They have a vision of what the direction of the industry. That way, when you're with them,
not one though like this. It's like, yeah, we're gonna take our NO2 and we're gonna combine it with some pre workout, and we're gonna get your branch chain amino acid.
We're coming out with a clear
coconut watermelon flavor.
Yeah, a clear direction. or if you've got balls, if you have big balls. And of course, that's, you know, we're not talking about if you're male or female. We mean it, in that particular sense. If you have courage, you go with the group that is already going in that direction. And that takes balls because it's a little bit of a risk. But, you know, if, for example, I'll use Mind Pump as an example. If you're like, okay, I want to be successful, but I want to go with a group that is constantly looking forward. You attach yourself to a business like Mind Pump. Now, you're going to grow with it. You can mold with it. And you're not typecast to this one particular philosophy, because we pride ourselves in being open-minded and being able to change
information seekers.
That's an absolutely that's a perfect
it's just like what we got into that battle when we released a recent podcast about veganism. And that's, you know, what sucks about people like that poor guy, you know, once you tie yourself into the ism and you think it's the only way and that's your mentality of it, you're kind of stuck with that religion, or else you look like a fool when you try to go back the other way. Which that's one of the things we've always been very careful about when we talk about shit, is that this is science. It's always evolving. We're learning with you too. We just happen to be ahead of most people. That's all, you know, but that's what you can guarantee is that we always will be. We'll be on to the next thing, finding out, reading studies, checking stuff, you know, looking at things objectively before just jump on board and say, yeah, that's good.
And that's the science side of it. There's also the marketing side of it. Like, five years ago, I looked at the supplement industry and said, it's massive. Mm-hmm. Look how big it is. But you know what's bigger than the bodybuilding?
One of the biggest money makers in the fitness industry.
It is. But you know what's even bigger than the bodybuilding build muscle burn fat part side of fitness industry or the supplement industry
general
is
health.
The general health
general
industry
health for
smashes
sure.
it. Yep. Well, it crushes it. So I thought to myself, Jesus Christ, like,
wow,
if they combine,
yeah.
you've got juggernauts.
And now with the resurgence of preventative health, right? Like these big companies that really want to promote that, because guess what? The digital age, digital health, mm-hmm. people are going to have access to it. They're going to have access to what you're doing preventatively towards your health. So guess what? That's going to create a whole new genre of relevance. So mm-hmm. just, you know, hold on to the seat of your pants, because, you know, that's going to be a humongous industry.
Well, speaking of which, I wanted to go into this a little bit.
I wonder if there's some really smart people that are listening to us right now can kind of see what we're talking about, what's on the whiteboard and the vision of what we have just by what we're to discuss right now.
I mean,
imagine where we see
yeah,
this.
Yeah, well, you know, they'll catch on if
it's
they're smart.
It's a secret. We're not telling you. I wanted to bring this up because kind of on that subject, one of the top-selling hardcore pre-workouts for a long time was Jacked. You guys heard of Jacked, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What was the name of the company that owns Jacked? I can't remember who it was. But anyway, they also had Oxy Elite Pro.
Black and red label.
USP Labs.
Yes.
That was them. So Jacked was a big supplement, real popular right off the bat.
Super popular.
Right off the bat, people loved it. Why? Because it made you crack the fuck out. And we've talked about this already. Yeah. We've already gone.
You felt something.
We've talked about this for a long time, that pre-workouts a lot of times will just put a very powerful stimulant so that people feel it right away. It's not going to help you build muscle. If anything, it might even do the opposite, because you don't want to be overstimulated. You don't want stress hormones going through the roof. You don't want to have central nervous system, you know, firing like crazy, unless you're just going to do one heavy lifting day and never use it again. If you use it regularly, it's not going to help you build muscle. Well, they just had to settle a huge lawsuit, class action lawsuit, because one of their ingredients, DMAA, which I believe is 1,3-dimethylethylamine or something, if I'm not pronouncing it correct, please forgive me, it's coming back and people haven't had problems with it. They were getting liver damage. It's a strong stimulant. Some people compare it to a close cousin of something like meth. It actually acts in the body like epinephrine, which is adrenaline. They're going to have to pay out a lot of money. And I guarantee this company's going to lose a shit ton of money now because of it. Two things piss me off about this. Number one, this is what pisses me off, is that consumers are stupid. So if you bought this, you know, forgive me for saying that, but you got to be smarter about what you put in your body. Okay. Mm. But number two, what pisses me off is because companies like this, it scares me because they're going to ruin the supplement industry for everybody. Because this is one step closer that the FDA is going to take now to regulating supplements. And let me tell you something. You do not want the FDA to regulate your supplements. Because then you're going to buy a bottle of 30 days supply of creatine.
Yeah.
And it's going to cost you, you know, $150 or $200
yeah.
instead of $20. So you do not want them to regulate. So whenever shit like this happens.
Just so you guys know, though, we'll let you know if that does start to happen. Then you guys can go out and buy like $1 million worth of supplements and then turn around and flip it for like five.
Sell it on the black market. That's exactly what I would have done. So, I mean, this is kind of crazy shit, you know, because they were getting complaints. Things were happening. Is it a dangerous ingredient? I mean, it's not as dangerous as they make it sound, but is it a responsible ingredient to put in your supplement that some 16-year-old might want to take to build muscle? No, it's not freaking responsible. What are you doing putting that shit in there? Put a little caffeine and you're okay. And if the kid wants more stimulant, then have him go, you know, snort some coke if he wants to go, you know, go that route. But this kind of stuff, really makes me upset. And this is a big company. They're the ones that are going to get targeted. There's a lot of shitty little companies out there with pre-workouts out there that you can mark my words, either A, don't have what they say they have in there, or B, have some stuff in there that's probably illegal.
And like you said, it's the responsibility of the consumer. I mean, that's what drives it. And you have to know that the supplement industry exists. You know, like there are really quality companies out there that do put it in. And so we always try to recommend like examine.com, things like that, like things that are going to take an objective approach to examining through all these, you know, ingredients and mm-hmm. do they really, you know, are they really as legit as they promote?
Right. And USP Labs, good, big company, make lots of money, but they're in the hardcore market. And that's where I see a lot of the problems, in the quote unquote hardcore market, where they're going to push the envelope as hard as they possibly can.
Well, don't you also check a lot of the forums too? I remember you're talking about that. Like, especially even if you are going to tend to go into that, to the extreme market, you still want to really read through everybody's comments and see like what the underlying theme is, as far as, you know, what the product is, does, you know, what benefit they've had from it, whatnot.
Well, that particular ingredient, DMAA, is even used by some people, forget pre-workout, as a party drug. And there's different ways that they can use it. I don't want to say here because I don't want to encourage anybody to even try it. But people will take it, and they were calling it the legal alternative to amphetamine or to BZP, which is another drug that has those type of qualities. And this was in your pre-workout.
And Sal, I just want to jump in there to say that Mind Pump does not endorse or recommend taking cocaine.
No.
Just because what you said earlier sound like that, and I just want to cover our, you know, our ass.
No. I was using it as like almost sarcastically, like if you want to go that route.
I got that, but I'm not sure everybody did.
do not use any illegal drugs.
Doug has not done that,
and
like,
don't do
ever. So you know it was bad.
Stick to heroin. It's much better for the muscle.
Yeah,
I'm just.
You're supposed to leave all the inappropriate stuff to me. If the science guy says all the inappropriate stuff, it's all bad. I can say the inappropriate stuff, then you can come back and say, no, Adam. The science says that's completely wrong.
No cocaine. Yeah, I mean, you know, look at the supplements that you're taking, and especially the pre-workouts. Pre-workout should have, this should be the primary objective of your pre-workout, to improve performance during your workout, but also to improve muscle recovery, prevent muscle muscle breakdown, and to hopefully help you build more muscle. Pre-workouts that are really heavy in stimulants don't do that. I hate to break it to you, they just don't do that. The stimulant far outweighs everything else. Look, you can even go take, you know, go take ephedra, which was a popular fat burner back in the day. And if you're natural, especially if you're natural, take ephedra all day long. You'll lose weight, but you'll probably lose muscle too.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not really a good idea if you're trying to long term be leaner with more muscle. So that, you know, that's just I think something we should cover. But as you know, as far as the industry is concerned, the direction it's going is the direction that we've been talking about.
Oh yeah,
just that whole wellness.
It's all unfolding. I mean, it is. It's awesome to see it because, like, it just goes back to experience. I mean, being in it for so long, like all these years, 12, 13, 14 years, whatever. You got to realize that's every single day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe some breaks in between, but like really, it's like every single day, and watching people, watching companies, watching trends. You know, who are you going to believe? You know, you're more likely to believe the person that's in it every single day as opposed to, you know, what's been marketed to you. So I'm very confident in, you know, our predictions and, you know, else, you know, on top of all that stuff that we've promoted, like, you know, further, like what I see as far as the vision of where it could go, where we want it to go, really. And that's why this is such a powerful channel for us to sort of create that influence. To get people in the right mindset. Hey, let's all, you know, jump into this camp, because guess what? You know, this has actual scientific study behind it. And, you know, look at the health wellness aspects of it,
mm-hmm.
right? We've been neglecting that.
Yeah, well, go ahead.
You know, I don't know if you remember these stats. I remember when way back in the days when we used to have kickoff meetings and stuff like that. And, you know, we were only, this is probably, let's see here, 10, 12 years ago, maybe more actually. Where sitting in a meeting talking about how much fitness is penetrating the general population. And at that time, we were under 4%. We were subpar of 4% as far as penetration. And now we're more than quadruple
that. That's barely the tip.
Yeah, exactly. It's still barely the tip of the iceberg.
All the way the balls.
Oh, that's
and
not what I was talking about.
I don't know if Justin, you remember this. When we used to work together, I used to always say that, you know, the fitness industry has not evolved yet, which was so ironic to me because it's science-based, and if anything's ever evolving and changing, it's science, you know what I'm saying? So we were stuck in this,
cognitive
era.
You know, function, like learning.
Yeah.
They found, like, you have to move in order to learn properly.
That
is literally the definition of learning, by the way. That's literally the definition of learning, is forming new pathways in the brain, which require you to do shit differently. You don't learn doing the same
thing. Yeah, and when so think about it, go back all the way to like Arnold's time, and Arnold comes into the scene, and he creates this big boom in fitness now, and fitness is becoming a little cool. And then after Arnold, in my opinion, one of the next biggest things with gyms or bodybuilding is 24-hour fitness. When you think of Mark Mastroff.
I see where you're going with this.
Mark Mastroff comes in, and he creates this gym that is now EFT-based, and now this EFT-based gym gets, you know, memberships where he charges people on a monthly basis. The guy becomes a billionaire. You know, now everybody models after that. Then we kind of see the newest evolution is these.
You see CrossFit.
Yes, these little bots.
They gravitated towards, you know, these raw old methods that were the ones that actually worked.
Well, even besides that,
they put their own spin on it and they made it stupid. And then you see people that are like, okay, wait a minute, there's flaws with this.
Yep.
You know, now it's becoming like, I mean, and then they have like all these people that are in a popularity contest because of social media. And so they have their own voice and all this. But now people are going to realize that they're full of shit. Yeah. You know, everything that's coming out of their mouth is not backed by anything.
Yep.
And now, oh, wait, but this guy actually, you know, has research and study and actual education behind what he promotes. And he's in this space and looks good, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I'm interested.
Yeah. There's not a lot of people like
that. There's not a lot.
No. You know?
It's a combo that's really hard to find.
Well, when we were in the big box gyms, that was kind of the peak of the growth of big box gyms.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the growth over the last 10, 15 years has been the small boxes. CrossFit is only one facet of it, because then you have Pilates studios, yoga studios.
It's a lot smaller than people realize.
And all these other type of, you know, like smaller box type facilities.
Yeah, Orange Theories.
They exploded while the big box gyms, Curves was one of them at one point.
Oh God, it was the most.
Right, so you're seeing the evolution of fitness start to move forward. And really the evolution to continue into this evolution is really, it's going to be about kind of being well-rounded. That's one of the things, like we being well-rounded, meaning a good focused strength training routine with some type of flexibility component, with some type of cardiovascular. Mm-hmm. You're not going to see, the growth is not going to necessarily be in one specific, like only people who lift or only people who do. Yeah. You're going to start to see this kind of well-rounded thing start to happen. CrossFit tried to grab onto that,
yeah,
except they went balls out. Yeah. You know, they went full retard.
Too hard.
And it just didn't, it's just not going to happen. So you're going to see that direction start to happen. And another thing that, you know, we've talked about, you know, full body workouts. We've talked about increasing the frequency of hitting each body part. I think that's going to penetrate even the bodybuilding world.
Oh, I've already been seeing it.
Like, are you?
Have you? Yeah.
Yeah.
People gravitating to full body instead of the splits. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just starting, but I have been noticing that.
Dude, it's going to take a couple physique competitors or a bodybuilder to start applying some of that shit, and then you'll see, and then all of a sudden see everybody start to adopt. Because everybody's still following the workouts of the bodybuilders of yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? With the splits and all that stuff. Right. And a lot of the science is coming out. And here's the thing, too, with science is, people are getting, it's funny, I was listening to this the scientist speak the other day on a podcast, and I can't remember it's the something effect. It was named after a scientist, but people are getting smarter every decade. So like the average person's IQ is something like 15 points higher than it was 50 years ago, which is actually pretty big. Part of that is because you need to learn more information, but there's more information readily available. You're exposed to more ideas, especially now with the internet. So people are just getting smarter and smarter. And I think people are getting smarter on how to read science, not just look at a headline, but actually interpret it and how it applies to certain things. So I'll give you an example. We were tagged the other day on, I believe it was a muscle professor, had posted a study on muscle activation during an exercise. So what they showed was, if you're doing a squat and you're focusing on your quads working, that you're going to get more, the EMG machine will show more activation in the quad if you're focusing on it versus if you're just doing the squat. Okay. So a lot of people took that and immediately jumped to the conclusion that if you focus on a muscle, it's going to develop more.
You could just mentally grow.
Right. And so this is why I caution. And that's why I threw caution at it. And I said, listen, we don't know what it means yet. All it means is that we lit up the EMG machine more.
Right.
It doesn't mean...
You showed your recruitment pattern.
It doesn't mean it's going to build more muscle.
That just lit up.
Right, because I could use a leg extension machine and my quads will light up an EMG machine as well, and they're not going to grow as much as if I do a squat.
Right.
So you have to be very careful and also how you read science, and people are getting smarter with that as
yeah.
well.
Yeah.
You're starting to see some of that stuff.
You still have to apply load.
Yeah. And so for me, it's exciting. It's yeah. exciting to see that kind of growth. And look, you know, our popularity wouldn't be, I don't think we would be as popular if people were so stuck to the old ways. I think people are kind of like, it's a little bit of a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, give us like, you know, 10 years ago, you know, we would be talking to...
the wall.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, we'd be that guy walking down the street. Aliens!
It's still, I mean, we still are fighting upstream, let's yeah, be honest. Yeah. Though. You know what I'm saying? We're not the norm.
The minority, for sure.
Yeah, still. So it's... we got a long ways to go, man. We have a long ways to go before it gets to where it needs to be. But I don't know. I like the prediction of seeing these big companies. And I think that's what will start the trend. You know, most people, unfortunately, Mind Pump won't get the credit. Unfortunately, you know, some big, huge supplement company
yeah.
that decides to go that direction. And all of a sudden, everyone's going to be like, oh, my God, did you see what, you know, such and such company just did? Now they're all, oh, my God. And then you hear about Mind Pump, right? Yeah. And that happens. So. You know, no matter what, though, that's where it's going. So,
bro, you know what it is.
Fine.
You know what it is when you go get a bag of Ruffles potato chips, and they now that you have regular Ruffles, and then they have organic Ruffles.
Have you guys seen the
organic Ruffles?
Have you seen the?
You know what I'm saying? Like the direction of everything right. is going.
Have you seen the green Coca-Cola cans?
Yeah, half stevia, half real sugar. It says.
Yeah, yeah,
wow. Real sugar.
Interesting.
Yeah, real sugar and stevia. There, it's a green Coca-Cola can, which is crazy because Coca-Cola's already done that, but I haven't seen any campaigning behind it. Have you? I mean, no. I saw that over a year ago, almost 2 years ago.
I've seen Rockstar do that too.
Rockstar too.
Drinks.
So yeah. it's like a lot of these big companies are creating the line, but they're not marketing to it yet because yeah. it's still not the majority.
They want to sit and wait. Wait it out.
So right. they have it
they
there
spend
as an option.
The money there. Well, you got to see because exactly. they know it's going there, but they want to really wait till it's effective to pour money into the market.
Well, here's the deal. Soft drinks have been losing money year over year for the last, I don't know, 5 or 10 years. It's been a pretty interesting decline because
yeah.
people are realizing that soft drinks are some of the worst things you can yeah. possibly drink.
Ruin your teeth and obesity and diabetes.
All that stuff. And so what they're trying to do is they're trying to get people who are leaving soft drinks to stick with them by now drinking the stevia, you know, real sugar flavored. You know, soft drink, which I guess is a little
better, but not that much. Did you read that article that I sent over?
Sweets.
I bet you did. Did you read it? The omega 6 and omega 3s?
Oh, I did read that.
Here's what was fascinating about that. It kind of goes along the lines of this. So, and I love to share stuff as I learn too, because there's things that, of course, I know the importance of omega 6 and omega 3 in our bodies. I also know the importance of keeping that balanced.
Yeah.
So, and the technical ratio should be about a 3-1, your 3/6 to your 1, right? But what I didn't know until I read deeper into this thing, I find out that, okay, so we know too that like all of our farm-raised fish, all of our regular beef and stuff like that, that because they're getting pumped full of all this grain and stuff like that, that they have a diminishing amount of omega-3s and an accelerated
the
amount.
The fatty acid profile is definitely different in grass-fed beef, for example, than regular, you know.
Yes. So then here's the crazy part. So, okay, I know all this stuff. We know all this stuff already. So then in my mind, I always go like, okay, so if I got beef, I had steak today, this and that, and maybe I didn't get a chance to get some wild fish, I'm definitely going to incorporate my fish oil, right? I'm going to take my omega-3s. Well, if you are consuming enough box processed and beef like that, you actually could be so over on the sixes that the cell can only handle so much. And so it becomes a competition between the sixes and threes. Mm-hmm. And if the sixes are dominating the threes that much, that even taking the three, it doesn't matter. It's like you're throwing it away because it fills the cell membrane up before the threes.
You still have to modify your diet. It's not a Band-Aid like some people think it is.
Exactly.
You still got to eat clean. But here's the other thing too with threes that you just reminded me. When you take fish oil, eat food with it.
Yeah,
because the pathway through which the body uses that fatty acid changes, and believe it or not, omega 3 can be inflammatory when taken on an empty stomach, depending on the environment and your diet. So, just because it's supposed to do one thing doesn't necessarily mean it will. It depends on the context of your body and the rest of your diet.
Yeah, yeah. I was fascinated by that. I didn't realize that you wouldn't do that. You know, I thought, okay, as long as I'm making sure I'm getting there to try and keep that ratio good. But that it'll actually become competitive in there. So no matter what. And we have to be extra careful of that because they're saying the profile has changed. The fatty acid profile has changed in almost everything we eat. You know, and that's the argument. Now, and what made me, what intrigued me in this direction and why I started getting all this was because remember when the vegetarian battle that
the
we went back
that
for,
we had,
and they're going on the whole chicken. Now this is, now they take that bit of information that I just gave you and they run with that as a reason why not to eat it whatsoever or to stay away from it. Or, you know, but in reality, like we talked about before, is that if you're eating organic or grass fed, the balance is much better, and then it's much easier to control that 6-to-3 ratio.
You're going to see, so I don't know if you guys are familiar with the acronym mTOR, mammalian target something something. It's something that is an important signaling pathway to signal muscle growth, okay? So you have all these supplements that will claim to stimulate mTOR. This raises mTOR, this mTOR, build muscle. You know what mTOR also signals? Cancer. It also stimulates cancer. So you don't necessarily want that shit all the time elevated. This is another reason why I personally think, and I don't know if you, maybe you still disagree with me, Adam, but I personally think one of the other trends, one of the new trends you're going to see moving forward will be to throw in low protein days. Not to have super high protein all the time. Well, because high protein by itself also stimulates mTOR.
I'm curious to see if just by, if I'm somebody who decides to do an intermittent fast once a week, if that doesn't give me the same benefit as doing that. I would love to see those studies. I would love to see, you know, take a person like yourself who chooses to go vegetarian for, you know, a day, a week or whatever like that, or two or three times in a month. And then I decide I'm going to fast for two or three days, the same amount of time I'm going to fast that you're going to do that. And if I got the same exact benefits that you get just by going lower.
Oh, yeah. So I think
my bet would be that would be.
Yeah, I don't think you should go low protein all the time, but I think you should throw in some days. And that's my vegan day. My vegan day is definitely lower protein. I probably have on a regular day, I probably consume anywhere between 150 to 200 grams of protein on my high days. And on my vegan day, it's probably closer to 100, which is not low enough to have me lose muscle. Definitely not, especially for one day. But it's half. And on those days, I'm eating just, you know, I'm changing the profile of my food. I'm getting my body to adapt in a different way. And I feel better doing it. I bet you're going to see more people start to do that.
Well, yeah. No, I agree with you. My argument would be, you know, is one superior than the other, which I don't think it would be. I think it would come out if I fasted for 4 days and you did that for 4 days, I think
that. No, what do you mean by fast? Like don't eat for 12 hours and eat?
No, at least a 16 hour fast. Okay. Yeah. A true water fast, the way I fast.
For 16 hours.
Yeah.
See, I want to try a full 24 to 48
hour. Well,
yeah,
you've been studying up lately on that. They're finding there's even more benefits for extended
fast.
That's
what I started with.
Yeah. Oh, did you?
Yeah, I started with the 24 and then went to the 48. And I mean, it's challenging, right? I mean, it starts out challenging, but I mean, you could adapt to it and you feel great. I mean, you feel great just like you would the 16 hour fast.
Well, here's the thing. I want to say this to everybody who's listening, who's thinking this might be a good idea. First of all, get it cleared through a professional that you can do it.
Right.
It's not that long.
Of course.
A healthy individual can actually go without food for like 2 to 3 to 4 weeks.
And you're hydrating the whole time.
And have water and have zero negative health effects. They will definitely lose muscle. They will definitely lose fat. They'll definitely have shitty athletic performance, but they won't have like compromised liver function, kidney function. They won't do damage to their heart. None of the stuff. And this is with healthy individuals. So if you're doing it for 24 to 48 hours, you're perfectly fine, but I would still get clearance, number one. Mm. Number two, anticipate a drop in performance. It is not ideal for maximum performance.
Yeah, no.
However,
yeah.
Please do not underestimate your body's ability to reduce performance and then have it build back up really
quick.
You're not going to be impaired.
Jump right back
into it. You're not
going to
be impaired forever. Yeah. You do a 1 or 2 day fast, plan it on days you're not that active. Then you eat normal the following couple days. You'll be right back to where you were before. Now, if you're right before an important event where every 0.1% of performance makes a difference,
it's not a body challenge; it's a mental challenge.
It's definitely mental.
Yeah, I mean, just to be clear, because I still train people, and I don't. This isn't like my go-to, like especially a 24-hour fast. That's something that's a mental game in itself. But you know, that's definitely has a lot of science behind it. Go read up on it.
Dude, these scientists, so these are top researchers, okay, in the industry, and they're saying that they recommend everybody do between a 1 to 5 day water fast once a year at least. They're saying you got to do this at least once a year because it literally, and I hate to use this word because the frou-frou hippie crunchy people have been using it for a while, but I hate to say it, but I will admit that they were right. It does recharge and, here's the word I hate, cleanse the body. It does cleanse the fucking body, but here's how it cleanses it. All your cells that are older in the body, that are a little weaker and older, that are more likely to have mutations, that are more likely to promote things like inflammation, die because your body is literally becoming more efficient because you're not what you're without food. Mm. And then when you reintroduce food, your body bumps up its ability to replenish these cells. And you've recycled your body's immune system. For example, they found in animals when they fast for 2 days, I believe, that they will have a recycled immune system afterwards. So you don't want to do this when you're ill because it will depress your immune system during the fast. But afterwards, you'll have a stronger immune system.
And
so
no high intense, you know, activity. I mean, it's unnecessary.
No, and they're saying that they recommend everybody do this once a year. Now, if you're into fitness, if you're into muscle building, if you're into fat loss, if you're into looking and performing at your top year round, forget about having a specific day. You're just like, you're a fitness fanatic like I am, then it's not that big of a deal to do it once a year. Who cares? For once a year, I'm not going to eat for 2 or 3 days, just drink water, go back to my regular routine. In the long run, I'm going to have better performance and better health.
That's it.
And this is, I think, the direction.
Long-term thinking.
Yes, this is it's the crazy direction I think that the industry is going to start to go. And it excites the shit out of me because this is where I've wanted it to go.
Well,
so long.
Oh God, I mean, I think we all have been that way, you know. And it's, I don't know, I don't want to get too excited too, because stuff like a revolution like this takes time, you know. It's not like overnight, like one night we say it and like, oh, it's going to happen. I mean, it could be a slow, painful process for us to watch it. I mean, it already has been when you think about it.
Oh yeah,
I mean, it's we've been
get backlash on every end of it, you know, because there's whole industries built on
the other
these
way.
Concepts.
Yeah,
that's why that is the biggest reason why they're so opposed to this science, is because it doesn't fit with their sales and productivity and you know what they want you to consume.
Yeah,
because it's a contradiction.
Yeah.
So I mean, just be self-educated, be self-aware, like, you know, do your own research, because people are going to want to sell you shit like every day, and so you have to siphon through all that.
Mm-hmm. And listen to Mind Pump.
And listen to us.
Right. But if you do listen to us,
but
don't.
We are trying to. Yeah.
Don't listen to the cocaine stuff. Yes. That was a joke.
Yeah. And don't forget, if you do listen to us, make sure that you rate, subscribe, and review.
And leave us a nice review.
Yes.
5 stars. We love you.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. For more information about this show and to get valuable free resources from Sal, Adam, and Justin, visit us at www.mindpumpradio.com. Until next time, this is Mind Pump.